This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow and producer Hope. And, well, Black Friday is going to be after the big turkey day. Many are going to be out shopping. You've started already. Everybody's kind of getting the same thing on your list. You're making it
they
easy.
Are. I am making it easy and functional. Forget about the knickknacks and all the junk that they don't want. Everybody is getting a squatty potty and poopery from me.
I mean, I love my squatty potty.
And your poopery, you can't go wrong.
And for those who don't know what that is, it's
the spray it a little bit before you go, and then it doesn't, you know,
smell up the bathroom.
Stink up the place. Yeah.
It's a great gift for you to buy yourself if no one gets it for you to take before you go to the family and friends' house.
Well, it's something that, you know, you're going to be embarrassed that they're opening and they're going to be like, oh my gosh, they're going to use it. Guaranteed they're going to use both things. They're not going to ask for it because both things are embarrassing, right? Because nothing we all do as human beings in the bathroom should be talked about. But hey, they're useful. They're going to be used and it's not a waste of money.
Well, and how many gifts are you like, I don't know where I'm going to put this. What else is sitting right there around your toilet? You've got room for a squatty potty in your house, okay?
And some poopery.
Poopery? I always keep it right here in my purse. So if you guys ever need it here, like I have a little bottle. And because it's Christmas, they now have a mistletoe fragrance. They have a Christmas line as well.
Wait a second. How is kissing involved with this now?
Mistletoe. I don't know why they named it that. Yeah, I guess I never thought about it that way.
Is it piney?
It's piney. That's it.
I don't know. That just went sideways. I mean, mistletoe.
That's the name of it.
Could have named it balsam, Douglas fir, but they want to go with mistletoe.
It's your B-Morning Coffee Club, TJ Bow, producer Hope, and I don't want to, you know, pull the Band-Aid off, but did you ever take care of that speeding ticket you got from the camera, the hidden camera on the side of the road?
Well, I paid it last night, and anyone else who may have gotten one of those tickets, if you haven't paid it yet, check, because mine was due this week. So, thankfully, I had a sign that I needed to go check that. Last night, I went out to dinner with my friends, and we're there at the witching hour. We've got 1 hour before we got to flip sides for parking on the street. So I set an alarm on my phone and they're like, do not interrupt dinner to go move your car. It's going to be fine. And I play the parking game at work a lot.
Yeah.
So karmic feeling, I'm like, I'm not going to get out of a ticket. I just had a feeling. Mm-hmm. We're leaving dinner. My car had been on the wrong side for about an hour now. And there's somebody standing in front of my car in all black, looking at my license plate. And I go, I'm leaving right now. Did you print it yet? Because as soon as they print it, they're
you're
like,
done.
Sorry.
I know. Like it's done. The Bible. Sorry. Nothing I can do at this point.
And he goes, you're leaving right now. I was like, I'm in my car. I'm so fast. Yeah. The door's open. I'm like, I'm going right now. Please put it away.
Then the guy tucks and rolls over the hood. He almost took him out.
But it was a good thing because then I remembered I had to pay my speeding ticket.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
Semi-double win. I mean, I still had to pay my speeding ticket, but I remembered that I had to pay it so I didn't get the late fee. So
you don't want the late fee. And remind me, where was that section you got it? Because many others, hundreds of others got it there.
So over at 490, just past the Freddie Sue Bridge where they were doing all of that construction, they had those cameras.
And it was only there for like a week. If you see that white vehicle with the white camera on top, and there's always signs that say there was a camera in the zone, yet no one listened and like 2,000 people here in Rochester in the course of a couple days got tickets. So, yeah, they were covering the bad drivers we have here on the news last night. That is so bizarre. And, you know, how many times do you get home and you're like, man, there there are some crazy drivers out there. Ends up, they're not out there scattered. They're a lot. There's a lot of bad drivers here in Rochester. They're going too fast. They're running red lights. And even Mayor Evans was like, we're bringing back. Do you remember like 10 years ago when
the red light cameras,
the red light cameras 10 years ago, Bo, there was all these red light cameras all over Rochester. And the mayor at the time was like, no, we're shutting all these down. Well, now Mayor Evans is like, no, we're getting those right back up.
Oh,
there's
boy.
Too many pedestrians that are trying to walk and there's insanity. They're getting hurt. There's too many close calls. There's red lights being run. So he's like, yeah, I'm turning them back on.
Please behave, everybody. You're getting us all in trouble. Come on. It's your B Morning Coffee Club.
And coming up, we're going to catch up with a wicked local woman.
Wicked?
Yeah, you know, the movie's out, Bo.
Oh, okay. That's next on the B. It's your B Morning Coffee Club.
You know how they always say there's a Rochester connection, it feels like, to everything? It's like this long-running joke. You go on vacation, there's always someone there from Rochester. Get this, the most successful movie right now in the world has a Rochester connection. The executive producer and co-writer of Wicked, the movie, is a Brighton native right here in Rochester. Her name is Dana Fox, and 13 Wham caught up with her, and she is such a fan of Rochester. She said, really, it's Rochester that shaped her.
Rochester was the best place in the world to grow up. I grew up in Brighton. I absolutely love it. I come back all the time. My dad still lives there. It's Rochester's the greatest. I know it's cold, but I think there's something about it that makes like a real hearty person, you know, a person who knows how to work hard, because it's not easy living in Rochester. So I think the thing that Rochester taught me weirdly was to really hustle and try to have a really good work ethic. So if I could talk to my former self, the little girl that lived there, you know, I would say, keep working hard and dream big. The world is a really big place. And Rochester is an amazing place to come home to, but you know, you can explore the rest of the world. I think that, the people there are really extraordinary. So I think I became who I was because of the people in Rochester. I actually fell in love with theater through Rochester, you know, Jiva Theater. My parents took me there when I was really little and they took me to the little theater to see movies. That would be my advice, is like, keep working hard, because the person who works the hardest usually wins.
And that was Dana Fox, Brighton native, the executive producer and writer for Wicked the movie.
Amazing and great advice. Work hard. Your dreams could come true. She's homegrown right here in Rochester.